Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We started the chapter on taking the name of Allah Ta'ala before meals and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after meals. Today's hadith, An Jabirin radiyallahu anhu qal, Sami'tu Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Iza dakhal ar-rajulu baytahu, fadhakar Allah ta'ala inda dukhulihi wa inda ta'amihi, قال الشيطان لأصحابه لا مبيت لكم ولا عشاء وإذا دخل فلم يذكر الله تعالى عند دخوله قال الشيطان أدركتم المبيت وإذا لم يذكر الله تعالى عند طعامه قال أدركتم المبيت والعشاء رواه. هذا جابر رضي الله عنه narrates that I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that when a person enters his home and he takes the name of Allah Ta'ala both when he enters and when he eats. He takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he enters the home and when he eats. So there's two times this hadith is speaking about taking the name of Allah ta'ala specifically. One is when he's entering his home and one is when he's about to eat. At the time of eating, he takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to make it easy, some of us may not know the masnoon du'as, and we explain that if a person doesn't know the masnoon du'as, he should try and learn that. But in the interim, the minimum he can do is opening the house, going into the house, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He took the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of entering his house. And at the time of eating, person, Bismillahi wa barakatillah, person can read these du'as when eating. There are other masnoon du'as also for eating, but just as a minimum, person hasn't learnt it, he doesn't know it. As a bare minimum, he says Bismillah and he eats. So he took the name of Allah ta'ala when he entered his house. At the time of eating, he took the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this hadith is showing what a powerful effect it has. Taking the name of Allah when entering the home, taking the name of Allah when eating, such a powerful effect it has that this hadith is mentioning that shaitan now tells his ashab, he tells his friends, tells his satis, shaitan tells them that you have no place to spend the night, nor is there any food for you. No lodging, no bed, no breakfast. No, in other words, no food and there's no sleeping for you. There's no eating here in this house for you. In other words, you've got no share in this house. You can't stay in this house here and you can't even share in the food in this house because the person of this house or the people of this house, they take the name of Allah Ta'ala when they enter the home and when they eat. So then now Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explains what is the ill effect of not doing this. Not taking the name of Allah Ta'ala when entering the house and not taking the name of Allah Ta'ala when eating. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on to say that when he enters the house and he does not take the name of Allah Ta'ala when entering, shaitan tells his satis, tells his friends, you have a place to spend the night. You got a house to spend the night. There's accommodation that we have found, like how when a person is going for Umrah, going for Hajj, especially in the old days, not now, in the old days, when a person used to go from hotel to hotel to see who got the cheapest rate, where's the rates are the cheapest, and then the person would go and stay there. But until then, he doesn't know where his accommodation is. Accommodation is not sorted out until he goes and he finds out. So like that, now the shayateen are looking for accommodation. The man entered his house without saying the name Bismillah or without taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And shaitan tells his satis, we found accommodation. We've got accommodation in this house. So that is the ill effect of not taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when entering the house. So he tells his satis, you have a place to spend the night. And then if this person does not take the name of Allah Ta'ala when he eats, shaitan tells his satis, you have a place now to spend the night and you have food. You got two, you got your lodging and you got your meals taken care of. Because this house, they haven't taken the name of Allah Ta'ala when entering the house and when eating. So yeah, sure, that's such an important thing. Then sometimes we find why there's so much of fighting in the house, why there's so much of arguments, why there's so much of ill feelings, discord between the family members. Sometimes we're not looking to see what are we doing wrong. Are we giving shaitan a place in the house to cause that mischief that he's looking to cause, especially mischief between husband and wife and mischief between children and parents, etc. What is causing it? Many times is because we got place, we're giving shayateen place in the home, so they are creating mischief there between the family members. We don't even realize it. Simple remedy, simple recipe is make it a point of taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you're entering. Learn the du'as. If you don't know the du'as, at a bare minimum, Bismillah when entering. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And when a person is eating, he says the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find that there's no place for shayateen in this house. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi.